This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, hopefully it's a happy Valentine's Day and not a love hurts kind of Valentine's Day for you. We need to be aware that there are some that aren't happy today,
right,
Courtney?
Yeah, that's true.
I think Tuesday is the day in the year in which most breakups occur.
All right.
So, yeah, this past, you know, whatever, 3 days ago, because people want to get... They want to end it before they have to come up with a gift or spend some money on a dinner or flowers or whatever.
So. The other hot time is the turkey drop right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, is it?
The what?
The turkey drop. That's what they call it.
That's when people get dumped?
Yeah.
Really?
Right before the holidays.
Why is that?
They don't want to bring you home to meet your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
They don't want to go meet your family.
Right. I feel like this is a good Valentine's Day is a good day for the singles, though.
Oh, yeah.
To get out there and schmingle because they're like, oh, I ain't got nobody special, so it's probably... Probably like shooting fish in a barrel. Everybody's
going to
get...
Tonight's a good night to go out?
Yeah, everybody's going to get... The single ladies and guys are going to get sauced up. Yeah. Probably a lot of good hookups.
Yeah, so definitely good hookups.
I'm spoken for, so I'm not for them screets.
No, but I'm saying for the single men and women out there.
Those that are for them screets, tonight's a good night.
Why sit in your house and, you know, cry in your own tears when you could be out there, you know, getting knocked down or knocking them down?
Did you get a little gift for DMs?
Yeah, I did. Yes, obviously. Yesterday I was mocking... facetiously, for radio entertainment purposes, the importance of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I had to have a little discussion about whether or not I valued Valentine's Day, and I certainly do. It's a very important day. But I don't want to reveal anything about my gifts because...
Gifts? Multiple.
Because, you know, obviously I don't want her to hear about that, but I did have a little... I did have a little basket waiting for me out on the counter when I was getting ready this morning to go to work.
All right.
I thought was very nice.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. It's a good move.
A couple cookies in there.
Greg, I have a question.
One of the cookies, Curtis said, will you be mine?
Oh, wow.
I said yes. Okay. I didn't eat the cookies, obviously.
The cookie was really with you before, Lindsay. So, but also... is it plugola payola to give a Valentine's Day gift of a sweet ticket to a Red Sox game?
Good point.
It probably would be if that's what you're planning.
that would be. How was La Padrona, by the way? I'd never heard of that place.
It's a very good restaurant. Actually, you've never heard of it? It's a great restaurant.
No.
Where is it?
I've never been. I want to go.
It's in Raffles, the new hotel, which is downtown. Sort of Back Bay adjacent.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's very nice.
I went to the restaurant in that hotel on the roof. I forget what the name is.
The roof bar is very nice. Yeah, they have that outdoor space.
Very
nice. All right. Well, we have got a lot to get to on the show this morning with regard to the Jets offering Aaron Rodgers best wishes as he moves forward.
Mm-hmm.
Texter during the break was asking why any NFL team anywhere would ever add that D-bag, as they said, to their roster. But I think he's not done. He ends up somewhere.
Well, you're going to love my lead.
Oh, is that your lead?
Okay. I got a little juicy nugget on him.
Ooh.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing, but it's just me.
You're just being...
I'm just pointing, I'm trying to connect the dots.
How can you call it a juicy nugget if you haven't heard anything?
Because I'm connecting the dots.
Okay, all right. So it's is this a Wiggins bomb?
No, it's not a Wiggins bomb. Okay. I'm connecting the dots to what people say. Or had said before.
Okay. All right. Well, I will delay the discussion about Aaron Rodgers and where he ends up, if he ends up somewhere, until we get to your lead. So we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything that was said yesterday at some point this morning. If we get all the leads in by 7, we will do that at 7 o'clock. Shime, let's go.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler, and it's about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little up.
Not my favorite song, a very popular wedding song, Sean. I used to DJ weddings back in the day when I needed a little cash on the side, and that one always gets them out on the dance floor, the B-52s.
Yep.
But not my favorite song. I prefer, if you're going to play any B-52s song, that it is Rock Lobster. Do you know that one, Chime? Oh, wait. What is your mic screwed up again?
My mic is now officially kaput. Apparently. So I texted the engineer yesterday, gave him a heads up. He told me to, once I figured out that it was working, don't move it. So I didn't. Put a sticky note over here that said, please don't move the mic arm because the wire is broken.
Mm.
And somebody took down the sticky note and moved the arm all around. And now I can't even find a position in which the wire works.
Right. Okay.
And so now I don't even know if my mic's going to work.
I have several questions about this.
Okay, go for it.
Which engineer were you talking with?
The head engineer, Eric.
Eric Fitch?
Yep.
Good guy.
Yep.
Eric and I have worked together for nearly 35 years.
Immediately responded to my text message, which I appreciate.
But did not replace the wire.
Does not seem that anybody replaced the wire.
Wouldn't you replace the wire?
You would think,
Okay, maybe he was unavailable. Nobody had the wire.
It was a messy day yesterday. Maybe a lot of people working from home. I get it.
People are still working from home.
I think so.
Is it safe to go back in the office?
I guess I would think it is.
There are some people who I guess don't feel safe.
Yeah, that's true. I ended up seeing somebody with a mask on.
I ended up running over because it's close by. It's 5 minutes away. I ended up going to Whole Foods in Newton yesterday because I had to get some turkey. It looks like you're walking into an emergency room, like a hospital ward. So many people are wearing face masks. Oh. Is there anything going on?
Is it
the bird flu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or regular Noro.
So then my next question is, who is the one who sees a sticky note on it and moves the microphone? Would you guess that it's Nick? I don't think it's Nick.
I specifically told Nick. I said, hey, mic's broken. Definitely wasn't Nick. Okay, I would tell you it's
would
not
be
Nick.
A power move if it was, though, if he said, screw you, Shime. I mean, we could get Mingles on it.
No, Nick's not that
it.
Kind of guy.
Maybe it's – so then I'm guessing that it's probably Stiz Grimey.
Stiz or after Stiz, our guy Joe Braverman. It's got to be one of the two.
Okay, but why – if a sticky note says, do not move microphone, why would somebody take the sticky note off and then move the microphone?
Greg, your guess is as good as mine. Whoever did it also stole all my sticky notes, which is great because you can't just go to the supply closet down the hall and get some of those.
All right. Well, on Curtis's mic – Curtis is in Florida anyway, so it doesn't matter, I guess. On Curtis's mic, he was Shine with his lead this morning.
Thanks, Greg. First of all, I want to thank all of the listeners who reached out to me last night as TikTok is officially back in the App Store – and I was able to download it on my phone. Not a problem. I'm officially back. We're so back, baby. So thank you to the people who reached out. I appreciate all of you very much.
Is it here for good, or like what's the deal?
Don't care. I'm never deleting the app again. Okay. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's never leaving my phone ever again. I will never allow that to happen. But my lead this morning is, so last night, my beloved and I went out to dinner. We went and celebrated Valentine's Day. And I don't know if this is technically a douche move or just a really weird thing to do now. But we were, they were seated at the table next to us.
Who?
This random couple.
Okay.
And it's one of those smaller cafe size tables. Like, it's not a big table. It's a small table. And they decided to sit on the same side as each other.
No. Yeah.
You can't even. No. The table's not big enough that both of them can sit on the same side of the table.
No.
And it was, like, right next to us. Yeah. So they were basically also infringing on Lauren's space. And it was just the weirdest thing. And, of course, Greg, I mean, this is no offense. They were of an older demographic. And it was very weird. Yeah. And it was, thankfully, it was right as we were about to leave.
Is that a thing, like, they want to be touching?
I guess. I don't know.
Super weird.
Were they sharing the same entree?
Maybe we left way before that. We called it quits. We're like, we're out. We're done with this.
Maybe it's because of this economy. Like, maybe that's why they had to sit next to each other.
Yeah, but you can,
but you can share an entree across the the table.
Just get an extra plate.
Okay. Can I also ask a personal question, Chime?
Sure.
Was it a cheat day for you yesterday?
No, I had a couple sushis. Sushis are delightful.
I had a family member that happened to be at the same restaurant.
Had reached out and said,
wow. I believe it's Chime across the restaurant from me.
Okay.
It seemed like a spot Chime would be at.
Okay.
And so I texted Chime. I said, hey, are you here? He said, yes.
What was the name of the place?
Karma in Westford.
Oh, okay.
Delightful place.
And she said, a lot of food in Wildersheim.
I thought you said you just had a couple sushi.
I did. We got a plate of sushi, and Lauren got some black pepper udon noodles. That's it.
So was it an Asian restaurant?
Yeah. Yep.
Courtney's source would say otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Courtney has sourcing on this.
Yeah, she.
So
which is fine if it was a cheat day.
I find it odd that her cousin wouldn't even come up and say hello.
I think she was nervous. It seemed like you were preoccupied.
Friendly people. The Rangoons.
Nope. I did have a nice Sapporo, which is a beer, and then I just had one though, and then had some sushi.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
I don't know. It sounds.
God, I love sushi. Greg, I think I've learned there's a couple things in life that I could eat almost endlessly, like just never stop.
Uh-huh.
And I mean in one sitting, and that would be chicken nuggets, sushi. And dumplings.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, I could just forever.
I see.
Bottomless sushi.
Yep.
Well, it sounds to me like maybe you're not being completely honest with what was on the table last night.
Nope, I'm being very honest.
Okay. I don't know. Weird move. It was the night before Valentine's Day, though, so maybe it's okay to sit together like that if you're...
No one sits like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is?
Yeah.
It's super weird.
And, like, you're at a public place. You don't need to be all over each other, like, touching, holding hands, kissing.
Yeah. Do that under the table.
Like, you're also not in a booth. like you're in tables next to people.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
I mean.
That's strange.
I feel like you want to be across from the person so you can have a nice conversation.
Yeah, you can talk to them. You can always lean over to kiss them and that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, you still can get affectionate from that.
Savage
angle.
Move, Courtney. You are officially a sports radio host. Getting the info, not alerting Shime, confirming it, and then just totally whacking him over the head.
She should have took some pictures of like all the food on the table.
That would have been a bit disrespectful, but
awesome.
All right, good lead though, Shime.
Good like job, it. Shime,
especially on Valentine's Day. So we can get to Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Quick aside about restaurants. We were talking about masks. It's unsettling when the host or hostess has a mask on. No judgment.
Yes.
But if you're the front-facing person of a restaurant, it's not welcoming. Just throwing it out there. It feels like I'm entering a hospital, not a place I'm going to eat dinner. Next. Wiggy hit on this in the first segment. He was spot on about how the signing of Bregman hopefully will cause the Patriots to invest. Because the best part of Bregman, the immediate reaction after being celebratory as a fan was T. Higgins. Almost universally, I saw it on social media yesterday, and Wiggy is so effing right. The Red Sox investing shows it's okay. Both the Red Sox and Patriots in 2018 won world championships. The Red Sox won 4. The Patriots won 6. Both are awesome. Great job. And both fan bases are the biggest in the market. They dictate sort of how Boston fans feel. Celtics fans, Bruins fans, diehards, all that. But nothing changes the mood of the region more than a great Sox team and a great Patriots team. And what the Red Sox did was go back to the ways of John Henry and investing in now while building for the future. And the Patriots have zero excuses to not break the bank for T. Higgins.
Yeah.
You have to overpay at this point. The Patriots are no longer a destination. All it takes is money, and they have more of it than anybody you know. So, please, no more cap excuses, no more nonsense. They have the quarterback. They have the coach. Go get the receiver.
And it seems like he's going to be available. Like, they're not they're not going to be able to pay everybody out there, despite Joe Burrow saying he'll take deals or whatever.
Right, and then he'll probably get a better deal from another team rather than Cincinnati.
Which is like $30 million is what he wants. Right.
Because you still got to pay Ja'Marr Chase. So you're not going to have two receivers on your roster making north of $30 million. Ja'Marr Chase is going to command not a lot more, but a good amount more than T. Higgins. So he's going to be available, but there are also other options too. I mean, we've talked about it, but T. Higgins with those other options, like a Cooper Cup, would really change the look of your offense.
All right, Curtis, excellent lead from Florida.
Thank you.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.